Okay.
Normally Jewish, like blood portion.
One of the frustrations that very often couples deal with is within communication, a husband and wife can have a discussion, and the wife will say, "You're right." And the husband will try to back what he's saying more, and again she'll say, "You're right." And they'll talk a little bit longer, and she'll say, "You're right." And when they finish the conversation, he says, "So the conclusion is X?" So she says, "No." So he says, but I don't understand. I said A, you agreed with me. I said B, you agreed with me. I said C, you agreed with me. So if you agree with me, why isn't the conclusion the same? One of the things we're going to discuss is that the way in which we analyze things and come to conclusion is totally different. Men try to synthesize things through their mind, and whatever is going to fit into that cubicle called logic, they're going to calculate. And the factors that don't fit in, well, they're not part of the equation. And women, they work totally differently. And they therefore cannot always define or explain what they feel, because it doesn't always fit into the categorization of logic. But tonight, that's not our discussion. That's a different class. Our discussion tonight is going to revolve around a different difference between men and women.
Like what women want?
And that is the difference between the theory and the practice. Listen to women talk, and they'll say that men aren't grounded. They'll say that men live in theories. Listen to men talk, and they'll say women have no principles. Women are always, well, this works, that works. And both are an exaggeration, and both have an element of truth. When couples sit down to talk, so the husband, using his mode of decision-making and analysis, is going to come with his principles and say, A, B, and C is what makes sense to me. And the wife might agree to all A, B, and C. But she's going to have claims that, well, practically doesn't work. What will the neighbors say? What will the family say? How will it work with the children? And the husband has a tendency to be, if we may call it, small-minded, and stick to his guns and stick to his principles. And we have a term in Gemara called Yikov Adin et Ahav. Let the rule uproot the mountain. If this is the rule, then this is the way it should be. And men have a tendency to fall into that chasm. And it's a chasm. It's a little niche, and it's a little way of thinking, and it's a way of really protecting ourselves, because we hide behind rules. Now, man is going to claim, with a lot of indignation, but the rule is right. And the rule is logical. And we have to live life based upon principles. But we have to remember that there has to be a practical application to the principles. We have a thesis, we have an antithesis, and in marriage we strive for synthesis. There's always going to be two sides. And there are always going to be people tugging in two directions. The man has to be open to listening to the woman, and the woman has to be open to listening to the man. And together, they have to find the way to go. And if we approach our conversations this way, and we recognize, it's not that she doesn't have principles, it's that the guiding thing in her way of thinking is the practical. She also has principles. She also agrees there have to be principles, and that's why she will very often appreciate that her husband really applies the principles. But she says, "I have a question. What about the practical aspect?" And he says, "Yeah, but what about the principles?" And a smart husband is going to take his wife's advice into account. On Ben Pelet walks into his wife and says, "There's a rebellion brewing. And I'm on Korach's side of the fence. Uh-oh. I already signed the contract. I'm with them." And she says, "But practically, what do you gain out of this?" If Korach's king, you're not king. If Moshe's king, you're not king. Why should you join the rebellion? You're not getting anything. You're still down in the same place. And On answers her with principles. He says, but I already gave my word. I'm with them. So sometimes our principles could cause us to be very small-minded. We say, but, this is what I, how am I going to get out of it? I'm going to lose faith. I already said I'm going to do it. And it sounds small, but you know, On Ben Pelt was a very, very, very big person. What does his wife tell him? I'll get you out of it. You go to sleep. I'll take care of things. Now, if On would stick to his guns, what would every husband say? You can't do that to me. Tell me what you're going to do. Right? Isn't that what the average husband would say? I want to understand how you're going to get me out of it.
No.
On was smart enough to say, no, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to take your advice. I don't know how you're going
to
do it.
I
On Ben Pelet had agreed to join with Korach. On Ben Pelet said, I'm with you. He comes home, and his wife explains to him that that's not the right call. And he says, yes, but I already agreed. I'm with Korach. How do I get out of it? And she tells him, you go to sleep, and I'll take care of it. And he goes to sleep, and she sits at the entrance of the tent, and she starts making her hair and looking like they're about to be intimate. Any messenger that comes sees her sitting that way and walks away. He's sleeping away. And by the time he wakes up, the whole argument is over. Korach's dead. His men are dead. She saved his life. She saved the family. She did it practically. She didn't go head on. Men always go head on. If I disagree with the landlord, so I'm going to come to the landlord and I'm going to talk to him and I'm going to tell him, and I'm going to tell him what I think and I'm going to tell him why he's wrong and I'm going to prove to him that I'm right and maybe I'll take him to court. And women think practically. They think, you know what? Let's talk to the landlord and see what he's saying and why he's saying and let's think through with him what he's going to gain and what he's going to lose. And the husband says, why should I do all this nice stuff? Why? He's wrong. I have no right. There's no reason I should do this. Yeah, who's going to win? The principle-minded man is going to take things in a very straight and defined way. If I'm right, then this is the way it should be, and there's no reason I should bend. And the women, it's not that they don't have principles, but their practical orientation is sometimes going to allow them to reach a better end or the same end in ways that cause much less friction. And an intelligent person is going to listen to his wife and is going to try to figure out with his wife how to do it. If a husband, instead of reacting and saying why it's wrong, will ask, so how do you think it should work? What? How? How? Tell me how. Very often he's going to be surprised to hear that the solution she offers might be better. It might not be the way he thought to go, but it might be better. And I'll give you a quick example that I gave someone this past Shabbat. Very often there's an argument between a father and a mother how strict to be with children. And the father says, there's no reason we should let them get away with this. And the mother says, yeah, but we could get them used to it in a better way. So a father can see his son hitting and he'll yell at him and say, don't hit. And the kid looks at him with a twinkle in the eye and goes and hits the sibling again. And the father's going to say, you hit again, I'm going to hit you. And the kid looks at him with a twinkle in his eye and he walks over and starts lifting his hand. So the father comes and lifts his hand. So the kid's lifting his hand and they're looking at one another. That's male, head on, head on. A mother will come and tell the child, hit? No, let's not hit. Come, let me show you what you could do. And she'll take the hand and she'll use the hand to caress the other child. Look, and then she'll get all excited and say, look what a nice thing you did. Your brother's so happy. You did nice to him. Let's do it again. Who's more successful? Usually the wife. That doesn't mean there aren't times when we have to work with principles. But us men, we're always thinking, wait a second, this is wrong, so I'll say no. Yeah, Abraham, yeah.
What about the Torah principles? We should say, I want to go whatever, you know?
Even within the Torah, we find many examples.
Instead of the skirt.
So I think that our intelligence is enough that we can understand that we're not coming to wipe away the principles. We're coming to explain that there are ways of attaining the same ends with different means. And sometimes the Torah would also advocate, and often the Torah would advocate, an approach which is more engaging rather than going head on.
If a husband wants his children in their school, and yet a mother... No, I'm just theoretical question.
So let's leave just 1 second. Let's see on this point if we got it, and then let's talk after class. We'll talk in a few minutes. Let's just finish, and then we'll get there. Any questions on this point? Okay. So Laila Tov, and Bezrat Hashem next week we'll start our series.